From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for the pleasure of your company on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue to look at this subject, taking a look at the Church of God. And throughout the course of this week, we've been talking about the biblical nature of the church. The church is something that we need to study. We need to understand it more. We need to become more and more committed to it because the church is the body of Christ. It is the household of God. It is the family of God, and every Christian should be involved with it. As a matter of fact, I mentioned on Monday, and then I think I brought it out again on Wednesday, that when one is committed to God, he or she will also be committed to the local church because of the very nature of the church. In fact, I went on to say that one cannot be committed to God without being committed to the local church. And so, if you want to put yourself to the test, you say, I love God. I'm committed to biblical truth. I'm committed to the Lord. If you say that, one of the ways that you can put yourself to the test and understand the truth of that is to see what your commitment is to the local church. The local church is what the New Testament is all about. Because you see, when we have these different epistles in the New Testament, like Corinthians and Philippians and Ephesians and Romans, those are the local churches in those days that the Apostle Paul was writing to and teaching New Testament church truth. You cannot be a Christian committed to God without being committed to His church. It's just as plain and as sensible as that. And I trust that you understand that. And it is my prayer that this teaching this week will be used of the Spirit of God to help you to understand that. We've noted so far in this week that the church is God's institution and program for this age. And it was not revealed back in the Old Testament. It was a mystery, not previously known then, but became known through the preaching and the teaching of the apostles and prophets of the early church age after Jesus Christ died on a cross and then rose again from the grave. We mentioned yesterday that the word church means a called out assembly. In other words, the church is a smaller group of people called out from the larger mass of people through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to serve the Lord. And your local church in your community is that smaller group that's called out from the larger mass of people in your community. It's established by God. It's supported by God. And you, as a born-again believer, should be involved with that local church. Well, let me just go on and mention a few things here as we come to the end of this week about the church. And one of the things I want to highlight today is the fact that the church is not some afterthought in the mind of God. It is not just a program, as it were, for this age. But the church is the divinely ordained unit on earth which God established to do His work of evangelism, edification, and the exaltation of His name. I want to repeat that again because I think it's important for us all to understand that. That the church is not just some afterthought in the mind of God. It is not just a program for this age. The church is the divinely ordained unit on earth which God established to do His work. And that is the work of evangelism, that is, leading the lost to Christ, edification, that is, building up others in the faith, and exaltation, That is exalting God. And I want to say this, beloved, that God has no other plan or program to carry on his work in the world apart from the church. Did you hear that? God has no other plan or program to carry on his work in this world apart from the church. If you say that you're a Christian and you have a particular ministry and that ministry is not attached to the local church, then your ministry is not a valid ministry of God. I mean, I can hear somebody saying, oh, Pastor Gary, you're telling me that my ministry, whatever it is not a valid ministry of God? Yeah, that's true, if it's not connected with the local church. Because as I've been emphasizing throughout the course of this week, in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10, it tells us that it's through the church that God's wisdom is to be made known. And I brought out for you that in 1 Timothy 3:15, it tells us that it is the church that is the pillar and the ground of truth. And you see, when we understand what the church is, we need to recognize, or we will recognize, that the church is God's authority on earth during this dispensation, and every ministry that functions, if it's going to function biblically, must be subject to the local church and work out of the local church. Back in 1989, the Lord led me to found the Way of Truth Ministries. And I'm thankful that God did that. But do you know something? Right from the very beginning, this ministry was subject to the local church. And in our policies, you would be able to see it stated that the Way of Truth Ministries is subject to the leadership of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. Because I believe that that's the way that it should be, if it's going to be biblical. And so, the church is very important. And it's through the church that God's work of evangelism and edification and exalting his name takes place. And so, if you have a ministry that you are doing and it's not connected to the local church, why don't you make it valid? Go to your pastor and ask him if he would allow you to come under the umbrella of the local church, under his authority, under his discipline, under his leadership, so that your ministry might be that which will be honored and blessed of the Lord. Another thing I want to emphasize today is the fact that the church is that spiritual organism of which Christ is the head, and it is composed of all regenerated people from the day of Pentecost until the rapture. I repeat that again also, and say that the church is that spiritual organism of which Christ is the head and is composed of all regenerated people, all those who are born again from the day of Pentecost there in Acts chapter 2 unto the rapture. But the point I want to emphasize is that Christ is the head of the church. Not the pastor, not the deacons, not the Sunday school teacher, but Christ himself. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18, as it is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Your church, your local church, my local church, as it were, is subject to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. And so when you as a pastor or you as a Sunday school teacher or you as a deacon, if you're planning a ministry, if you are planning what your church is going to do, make certain that it's Jesus who is leading your church. He's to be the head. He is the shepherd. Pastors, you are just the under-shepherd, you see? Make certain that before any decision you make in your local church is made, that it is being led of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the only way you'll be able to find that out is by being in the Word of God, by studying the Word of God, and by allowing the Spirit of God to lead you. Yes, the church is important. Christ is its head, and we are to be submitted to him The local church is to be submitted to him if the church is going to function. Somebody might say, well, what is the church? You haven't yet defined it, Pastor Gary. Well, I know. I've described it. I've talked about it this week. But let me give you a definition of the church. The local church is comprised of a local body of born-again, baptized believers in Jesus Christ, having two officers, that being the pastor and deacon, and is organized for the purpose of edification, evangelism, worship, Christian service, and the observances of the ordinance of baptism and communion. I know that's rather lengthy, and I suppose that I could spend more time on that definition, but I would encourage you to study it through on your own. Let me repeat it. The local church is comprised of a local body of born-again baptized believers in Jesus Christ, having two officers, the pastor and deacon, and organized for the purpose of edification, evangelism, worship, Christian service, and the observances of the ordinance of baptism and communion. The local church is very significant. And if you want to be truly committed to Christ, you will be truly committed to his church, his local church, that's upholding the truth of God in your community. And so I trust that this little study this week has been an aid to you. Thank God for the church, and thank God for the fact that he allows those of us who are born again to be a part of it. Well, I want to thank you for being there by the radio today. Go to church on Sunday, and then the Lord willing, Monday, we'll be back to you with another study on the Word of God. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.